This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building. We're right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Come on down, and it's a gorgeous day out there. If you are in downtown Manchester, you should get out for lunch because it's absolutely beautiful out there. I went outside and took some notes and checked emails, and I moved my office to Elm Street.
That's a very smart move on your part.
The last half hour. So
is the rent lower out on the sidewalk?
Luckily, I don't have to pay rent out on
the
sidewalk.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But J-Dog just let us know that today is show number 90.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. So how will we celebrate show one? Well, number 100 will be 2 weeks from today. I will not be here, but I'm sure you'll have a cocktail in my honor.
Oh, maybe we will.
Uh-huh. Get some of your beer buddies down here from the Tap Handle show.
There you go.
You know, we could have beer for the rest of our lives with all the connections that Michael Hopley Pierce has. Good God. That's good.
Fun.
It smells really good in here, and you are showing me a dish that you had described to me that you were going to make. It looks and smells fabulous.
You know, it is so good and so easy. I got a spiralizer, and you can get them on Amazon for $20 Prime. I got it the next day. So very inexpensive. And I spiralized some zucchini, and it was so easy to do, and the machine was very easy to clean. So, those are pluses, because sometimes when you get those kinds of machines, they're a pain in the neck to clean. But it was very easy. So anyway, so I spiralized some zucchini noodles, and I kind of kept that aside. And then I made some pesto. I just, in a food processor, basil, garlic, lemon juice, olive oil, extra virgin garlic olive oil from Celeste Oliva. And I made my pesto. And then in another pan, I took some grape tomatoes. I minced up some garlic and then threw some grape tomatoes in it with some salt, pepper, and some red pepper flakes. And I kind of sauteed them a little bit, and then I covered them for 15 minutes so that they kind of punctured a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my pesto in a pan, and I kind of sauteed it a little bit. I did put a little bit of Parmesan cheese in my pesto as well. And then I added the zoodles to it. And then I added the tomatoes to it and just tossed it all together. And we had sauteed some chicken with the healthy spice solutions one of her packets.
From Shelley Walcott's company.
Shelley Walcott.
Yes.
And then just laid the chicken on top.
Boy, does that sound great.
Really good.
I mean, it smells so good.
Doesn't it smell good? Well, it's the garlic. I have a lot of garlic.
Yeah, the garlic and the pesto is secondary, but it's. I don't think it's out of balance.
No, I don't think it is either. Mm-hmm. But, oh, man, easy. Like, it didn't take long at all. To spiralize, it
took 5 minutes.
So what
you do is you get a zucchini or whatever, and there's, like, a little point that it attaches to at each end, right?
Yeah.
Like a toilet paper roll almost?
Exactly. You stick it in one end and then stick the other end, and you just crank it, and it comes out the other end, all these little noodles. And it's so funny because when it gets to the end, you have this long core in the middle of the zucchini. It's kind of funny.
So is it one continuous zoodle, or do they break apart from time to time?
They do break apart from time to time, but they are pretty long, which when I was serving it into our plates,
So you wouldn't cut them up, though, to make them a little shorter?
Yes.
I guess you could,
I would
right?
probably do that the next time,
because
it was kind of when I was trying to put it in Daryl's plate, he almost got the whole pan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we did have to cut them a little bit, but
so you boil it? You boil it?
Sauteed them.
Sauteed. Okay, so the flavor just
said that
gets
in
right
recipe.
In there.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of olive oil. Actually, I didn't add anything to it because I added it to the pesto.
All right, here's a question about the zucchini zoodles. Did you kind of pat dry them because it's a very, very wet?
I did not.
Okay. Do you think that made a difference?
Nope. I don't think it did. I really don't think it did.
Because when you make zucchini bread, you definitely have to wring out the water.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have really bad cake. But
right.
I can see where in this case, if you're sauteing, it would be okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't overly loose or anything,
right.
And the taste was just, just salt, pepper, red pepper flakes.
That's great, because I told you the other day, Barb got one. We haven't used it yet, and I'm very encouraged that it was so easy.
That's what I was happy about.
Yeah.
And cleaning.
Did you peel the zucchini?
I did not.
Yeah, you want to get all those extra vitamins,
right? And in the recipe, it does say not to. So in that particular recipe, it did. You know, but I have another recipe that I'm going to try over the weekend, and this is to use spiralized potato, red potato.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
And it'll make the same, stringy,
yes,
so.
Yes, make the same.
What would you call them? Not zoodles, poodles? What the?
It's a Mediterranean recipe.
It is.
It has some artichokes in there and mushrooms. Red onions.
I'm trying to picture a potato. I mean, and
it looks really cool. It looks just like the zucchini, just it's white.
But you got to
saute it a little bit.
But you got to cook it pretty quickly because I would think they start to brown up, right?
You saute it in the
pan. Right after you get done spiralizing it. Wow. So what else have you seen that you can?
There's all kinds of recipes for it. There's things with cucumbers.
Okay.
You can spiralize a lot of things. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Apples.
Oh. Boy, there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, apples. I guess you could do some kind of dessert thing, you know.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, there's all kinds of them.
All that for $20.
I know.
Delivered right to your door, Amazon Prime.
I love Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, Barbara's
a huge Amazon Prime customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
Good stuff. Well, I'm happy that turned out for you.
It did. And isn't it gorgeous today?
It's fantastic. I didn't eat quite as healthy last night. I went to my local butcher shop, and we picked up a nice giant Delmonico steak.
Ooh.
You know, just tossed it on my big green egg.
Yum.
And, you know, with my instant read thermometer, pulled it off at about 125. And, boy, you never ruin a steak if you do that. And then we put some asparagus on there as well. Mm. Just squirt it up, a little bit of olive oil, just some light spices. 2-3 minutes, it's all done. You know,
I love asparagus.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, one of my favorite
vegetables.
Actually,
vinegar. I'm sorry, we use balsamic vinegar and oil on that. Because that just gives it a little bit of a brown, and they were al dente. I like the thinner ones. Don't you, too? The thinner asparagus?
Definitely. I will not get them if they're all fat. Lately, they've been nice.
Yeah, they
have.
They've
been very nice.
I think they're figuring out that the public wants the thinner ones instead of the ones that look like cankles.
And they, and they're tough.
Every time I think of that. Yeah.
Gross.
And chewy.
Yeah, they're yucky.
Now, they're hard to grow at home. Well, they're not hard to grow at home, but it takes a while for them to start producing,
years,
right?
A couple years, I think, right?
Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah, forget
in
it.
Our instant
when you
world?
Want asparagus, you want asparagus.
I'm glad. I'll get it at the store or farm stand
well,
somewhere.
Well, you know, asparagus is the type of thing, you know, it seems to always be in season. It's always good. It's never not good, really.
Yeah, that's because it's coming from all over the
place.
I mean, you know, and when you can get it locally, of course, we love that. And we're just getting into that season now where you should, when you can, get all your stuff locally. You know, we'll be preaching that, I guess, forever.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though you do what you got to do during the year to feed your family.
Yep, that's true.
But eggs are a problem. Now, you, of course, in your business, you serve a lot of breakfast food.
Has it affected
the Red Arrow Diners
yet? Yes, it has.
How much higher is the price of eggs at this point?
Well, they are quite a bit higher. I don't know the exact numbers, but we have been talking about it, and we have been talking about adding a surcharge on our eggs.
Well, yeah.
Have to.
Yeah, which is a shame.
I don't like doing that.
I know.
Customers get upset, but customers should understand because... we got to pay more.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
I think the people that don't understand are the ones that just aren't aware of what's going on and the fact that, you know, there's a real serious bird flu going on that's affecting a lot of chickens. The USDA's latest report says that egg prices for 2015 will average between $1.60 and $1.66 a dozen, reaching $1.73 to $1.87 by year's end, which is a 30-cent bump from last month's 2015 estimate. And I don't know how long it takes for this bird flu to kind of run its course.
They're saying 3-4 months.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hmm. So I remember years ago, and I was kind of offended. I was at a restaurant. It was in Amherst or something, and when there was some kind of like this huge lettuce shortage. I don't know if you remember that, but it was I don't know why it was, but there was a lettuce surcharge for salad, and I thought, oh, come on, suck it up. But I have a great appreciation now that I know more people like you in the restaurant business that you don't have big margins to begin with anyway, I don't think.
That is true.
So you could be paying, 20, 30 cents maybe? Or I have no idea. I shouldn't even try to estimate it.
You know, I don't do the ordering anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, when I used to do the ordering, I could just whip it off like that. But
a huge part of your business is egg-driven, right? Or breakfast food.
Definitely.
Breakfast 24 hours?
24/7.
Right.
Eggs, bacon, pan fries is our number one seller.
Is that right?
It is. Stan the man. Adam Sandler's dad.
What? Adam Sandler's dad is a chef for you? Oh.
that's what the breakfast is named after.
Oh,
who it's named after. Stan the Man.
All right.
We sell a million Stan the Mans.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm thinking,
Stan,
he works for you? Can't his kid support him without
he
making
passed
him?
Away.
Oh,
he passed away.
Sorry.
He passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
But he ate in the Red Arrow all the time.
Did he?
He loved the Red Arrow. Him and Adam would eat in there a lot. And when he passed away, Adam requested that something be named after his dad. And I'm like, sure.
Seriously?
I'm serious.
Did he come to you personally or did you?
It went through email.
Yeah.
And Kevin Grady, one of his good friends, that's his like right-hand person. Mm-hmm. Him and I talk.
Right.
You know, we talk. Not often, but we talk.
He's the one guy, all my years in radio, I've never really been able to get him on the air. This is his hometown.
It is.
It would be really great for him to come on Food for Thought.
Well, Mrs. Sandler is back around now because mm-hmm. she was in California.
Okay.
And I did talk to her about coming onto the show, and she said when she got back, so I should reach out to her again. I will.
Huh. I'm sure they probably get sick of being asked, but you know,
not Mrs. Sandler.
No?
She loves it. Oh,
does
my gosh.
She?
Are you kidding? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And I said, you know, we'll have you on and we can talk about what you make for Adam and, you know, what you grew up, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just chat with Mrs.
Well, that would be my hat will be tipped to you if you can make that happen or pull that off. But you've got connections in high places.
I have
places.
Her cell phone.
Oh.
I have Mrs. Sandler's cell phone.
Do you really?
I do.
Hey, Mrs. Sandler, it's going to cost you $10,000 for us not to give your phone number out over the air.
You know what? This is kind of funny. This is a really cool story. We were, with, you know, my ex-husband, we were at mm-hmm. the North Garden.
Okay.
It's on Mass Road, Chinese restaurant. We used to hang out there with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were there one Sunday afternoon, and they called from the diner. My son called from the diner, and he's like, Mom, they just called me. Me and Connor are on our way down there, and Adam's there with all his whole family. I'm like, great, awesome, okay, you know. So, okay. Then Tyler sends me pictures of, you know, mm-hmm. him, you know, Adam at the diner and stuff. And I said, well, go over and talk to him. You know, I said that, you know, that's cool. So, gosh, what the heck was it now? Hold on. So I called it. So we're sitting there. Of course, you know, had a Mai Tai. So you're starting to feel a little, you know.
Brave.
Brave, yes. Jeez, I wasn't going to say brave. And I said, I'm going to call the diner and chat with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if he wants to chat with me. So yeah. I call the diner. And John answers the phone, one of the waiters. And I said, hey, John, it's Carol. I said, Adam's there, I hear. And he goes, yeah, he's sitting at table two. They're taking up a couple tables, you know, mm-hmm. him and his family. I said, well, I'd like to chat with him. I said, and they're all my friends are like, yeah, right, sure. Yeah. So John says, okay. He says, hold on a second. So he puts me down. And he comes back on, John, and he says, Adam said he'll call you right back. It's okay if I give him your cell phone. I'm like, yeah, it's okay to give him
right.
my cell phone.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, I tell my friends, and they're like, as if he's going to call you
right.
back, right? Okay. So, and I was actually thinking that too, like, as if he's going to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so a few minutes go by, whatever, 5-10 minutes. I have to go to the bathroom. I go into the bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom, and, you know, I'm going to the bathroom.
You had your phone with you?
I did not have my phone. I left it on the bar. And Dennis comes banging on my door. He's like, Carol, I just answered your phone and Adam's on the phone. I'm like, okay. You know, I come out and, you know, I answer the phone. I go, hello. He goes, hey, it's Adam. How you doing, Carol? I'm like, great. I said, how's it going? And, you know what I said? I said, Adam, I just want to thank you for not only going into the diner, but just supporting the Red Arrow over the years, as you've done, you know, being in the movies uh-huh. and, you know, such like that. I just said, you know, you're great for Manchester and the community. And he says, Carol, you know, I love the diner. And, you know, we chatted for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
how his mom was and, you know, his kids. And that was that. And all my friends are like, are you serious? I'm like, it's Adam. I'm talking to him right now.
I love it. That's cool.
So it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's
a really nice guy. And, you know, and I've met him a few times at the diner. This is another quick story. This is funny. This was years ago. I was downstairs in the office. This is when I was managing. I was
mm-hmm.
there all the time. And I'm in the office downstairs in the dungeon. That's what we call it on Lowell Street.
Okay.
The dungeon office. And I'm down there. And one of the wait staff comes downstairs and she says, Carol, she says, we have a customer up there. And the tuna fish, you know, we prep the tuna ahead with
mm-hmm.
chopped celery in it and mayonnaise and
okay.
stuff. And she says, and the customer, I don't know what to do. The customer's requesting that there's no celery in it. I go, well, you're going to have to tell the customer that, you know, that's how we make it, you know, ahead. And, you know, that's just how it is. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's how it is. She goes, well, she wanted me to tell you that it's Adam Sandler's wife. I go, what? I go, seriously?
Oh, boy.
I go, then open up another can of tuna, and we need to make her tuna fish.
Oh, how funny.
So I flew upstairs and, you know, introduced myself to her. That was the first time I had seen her, and very nice lady. Very, very nice.
But she played the Adam Sandler card to get what she
wanted. She did. And it worked because we made her tuna.
Well, of course it did. Yeah. You know,
we made her tuna.
I get that. So you don't normally have a celery in it or?
No, we do have celery in it. But she wanted it without.
Oh, without. Okay.
She wanted it without. So I'm like, make her some without, please.
Yeah. That's very funny. So talking about the cell phone thing, I was at a Bryan Adams concert with my daughter, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. And cell phones were, you know, pretty big and clunky then. He stopped during a break from one of the songs, and somebody had apparently called, hey, I'm in the audience right now, Bryan Adams, and they threw it onto the stage, and Bryan Adams caught it and had this conversation with the person's friend. Can you imagine
that? That's cool.
Yeah, those kinds of things probably happen now more that cell phones are
so
available. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember those clunky cell phones?
Oh, my God. Yeah, or the bag phones.
Huge. Oh, my God, that's funny.
And now, well, I mean, they're getting bigger again.
And then the big car phones.
Oh, yeah.
Those big things in the middle console.
Yes, and you had to make sure that if you had a phone charger that you hid it out of sight. Because if somebody saw that you or those things like when you had GPSs stuck on your windshield, hide all that stuff because people will break into your cars thinking that you've got this expensive gear that everybody has now.
So funny. Well, I think we need to take a break because we need to get into our comedy cold cuts.
Oh, my.
Right?
We do. It's all sweet today.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Always.
It's been that for a couple of weeks. I apologize, Carol.
Well, maybe we can do a healthy comedy cold cuts next week.
Well, maybe when I'm away on vacation, you can find your own.
You're not going to hook me up with comedy cold cuts while you're gone?
No. Comedy cold cuts will take a two-week vacation.
It will?
I don't know.
Come on. People have to have their comedy cold cuts.
Well, we'll see.
All right, we'll see. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building on this gorgeous Friday, and we'll catch you in a couple seconds.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey there, it's Food for Thought with Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin, and we're brought to you by Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street, Manchester. Authentic Mexican at incredible prices. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com. I should mention it's a coaching solutions for women, but the newest location opening later this year, North Conway, will include men as well.
Exactly.
Very good stuff.
Yes, and it is Friday. I'm so excited that it's Friday.
Well, I don't blame you. Friday's is a happy day.
It is. Friday's a happy day, and we have no plans for the weekend. We're going to hang in the yard. It's going to be gorgeous.
We got that beautiful new farmer's table you were showing me a picture of. So
I'm excited.
You may spend a little time around there. I think the weather's going to be decent this
weekend.
The
weather's supposed to be beautiful.
I believe.
We may even pop to the beach on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
If we get our work done on Saturday, we'll go to the beach.
I suspect there also could be a trip in your future up to Cape Natick to visit
Definitely.
Velveteen Habit,
for sure. That sounds really fun and really good. And like you said, it's not far.
No. It's an hour, just a tad more than that from Manch Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you ready for a little comedy?
I am.
Comedy cold cuts?
I'm excited, yes.
All right, comedy cold cuts. Today we wrapped our comedy around a couple different things. One is June is candy month. All right, so the candy industry has decided that June is going to be the month for them. You'd think like February or something with Valentine's Day.
True.
But anyway, so also June 2nd, and I missed it somehow, but we're going to bring it back today, is Rocky Road Ice Cream Day. So, as J-Dog pointed out yesterday, because he is an astute observer of all things Weird Al, our very first selection today, Comedy Cold Cuts, honoring I Love Rocky Road. This is Weird Al for Rocky Road Ice Cream Day. Hit it, Al.
In my locker at school. Yeah, but chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold. There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me. Don't give me no crummy taste spoon. I know what I need. Baby, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? leaves are all the same. All the soda jerkers know my name. When their supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back on Monday afternoon. You'll see another truckload's coming in for me, all for me. I'm singing, I love Rocky Road.
There you go. That's Weird Al. And so you never heard that song before, Carol?
I never did.
But you know the song, of course.
I definitely did.
Joan Jett.
Yes.
So
yes.
A nice, clever take on that.
J-Dog, how'd you like that?
Oh, see, here's the thing. I hate the original. I love the 80s. I love just about every 80s song. I have about 10 80s songs that I can't stand, and I love rock and roll is one of them. And I love Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love just about all their other stuff. But that song, I can't stand it. Never could stand it, so I'm glad Weird Al parodied it.
So. Well, the good news is the Joan Jett version is like 2 minutes and 15 seconds, so you only have to put up with a couple minutes. And by today's standards, I think you can do that.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a little assignment for you when you have a moment, J-Dog, is to find out, and maybe you know it off the top of your head, when
he probably does.
Weird Al's birthday is.
Yes, because it's either October or November.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when we get closer to that, we will do a comedy cold cuts of all Weird Al food songs.
Ooh, we'll just, there you go. There's a ton there.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a litany of Weird Al.
Oh, there
food
really
songs.
Is.
There is.
So that's what we'll do. So remind me of that. You'll still be here, right? Okay.
Of
cool.
course. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on now to another ice cream favorite, and this is a guy by the name of Mark Maron. It's a pretty short. Comedy cut, but it's pretty funny. He has an ice cream addiction. Listen.
I've had to give up a lot of things in my life. Just recently, I had to give something up I want to share with you because it's a little odd. I had to turn my back on Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Yeah, I know. It's sad. But look, I'm not saying I don't like ice cream, man. I can put away a pint of ice cream in 20 minutes, and I never commit to it right out. You know when you do that, you get a pint, you're just like, You put it away, and you just sit down and go, what the hell am I thinking here? You know. But I had to turn my back on them for one reason. It used to be good ice cream, but something happened. You know, they used to have interesting flavors, but now you just get the feeling they're just putting stuff in there just to, you know, sell the stuff. You know what I mean? How complicated can ice cream flavors be? How much can you put in there? I mean, when the flavor is something like banana ice cream with caramel, fudge chunks, cheddar goldfish, and pennies. You gotta draw a line there, you know? Stop at currency.
Yeah, do you like the ice cream flavors that have just all kinds of things you can't even identify?
It depends. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big, first of all, I'm not really a big ice cream person, just because of the calories and stuff.
But were you ever when that wasn't really a factor?
Not
so much?
Really. I mean, no. I like the basic. I like a real good golden vanilla. Love it. I mean, yeah. I do like Reese's in it, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes that. But I'm not like a Rocky Road. Does that have coconut
nuts.
Or raisins?
No, coconuts. No, it has nuts.
Okay.
What else is in that J Dog? You got chocolate, you got nuts,
right?
And I think marshmallow.
Yep.
That's what I probably don't like.
I believe that's
pretty much Rocky Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not too much.
J Dog, yeah, you must have an ice cream favorite, pal.
I have two. I have peanut butter. I know Carol knows that. Yeah. So yeah, and mm-hmm. Either blackberry or black raspberry. So
yum.
Yeah,
see, I like that too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Blake's, and I know they're a competitor, but they make their own ice cream, and they have one called I think Graham Central Station. and it's graham cracker flavored, and it's really, really good. But anyway.
You know who else has great ice cream is right next door.
Yeah,
Granite State Candy and
ice
cream.
Yeah.
J-Dog and I know it very well.
Do you really?
And you only have to get a kitty cone. Don't order a small, a medium, or a large because they're enormous. Right, J-Dog?
Yes, they are.
J-Dog knows because he's had one.
See, that's the problem with the ice cream stands is you have to get the kitty if you want basically what is a small.
Yeah, it's crazy, and they wonder why Americans are so fat.
Well,
I mean, really, it's true.
Yeah.
Their kitty over there, I have to tell them to stop.
Really?
That's how big the
kitty
is.
Just say, one or two scoops only, please.
I do. I'm like, okay, that's enough. I don't need any more.
Yeah.
And you know, that's good for me to just have like a little bit.
Well, and the old saying is less is more.
Yes.
Really. Yeah, we don't do a lot of ice cream, but we've gone to frozen yogurt because I guess it's a little healthier.
Yep.
And there's a brand that's a frozen black raspberry with some chocolate chunks in it. Now, that's really good. That's made by Giffords, I think, and they are, I want to say, out of Maine. And that's really good. If you like a good frozen ice cream with just a little hint of berry and some chocolate chunks,
What I will do sometimes, I mean, right now I'm not in that mode right now, but Weight Watcher ice creams are very good.
Are they?
They're delicious.
You know what? Some of the ice cream, they call them novelties, that are the really low, like Sobe makes one, and a bunch of
Skinny Cow
is another
one.
Those are very good at maybe a little over 100 calories.
They're like 120 calories.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
they're very good.
And there's new ones coming out all the time. We have one that's like a peanut butter cup that I picked up for Barb the other day. Well, and me too. And so you don't feel like you're getting cheated.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And even though it's still, you know, side by side isn't as good as the fully churned and the whole, you know, thing, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Should we take a break before
let's do that.
The next one?
Yeah, because we have Jerry Seinfeld standing by. We don't hear too much from Jerry, so we've got him on Comedy Cold Cuts today.
Awesome. So. All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll come back. Comedy Cold Cuts.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey, it's Food for Thought at 12:48. The Pulse, WTPL 107.7, home of Ken Kale and Company, later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And, of course, just before us, in his brand-new time slot, it's Peter St. James, Jack Heath in the morning, all live, all local, at least 12 hours a day, and then some here on The Pulse. We're brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now Londonderry with the drive-thru, and Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. Doing a little homework during the break was our producer today back in Bo, J-Dog, was able to reveal that Weird Al's birthday is October 23rd, which, by the way, this year is a Friday.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we will do All Al all the time on that day with Andy.
Very fun.
And there's a ton of food songs, so we'll go through and find out.
Fun.
For if you love it, Weird Al, which a lot of people do. If you don't, then
we'll have to request to make sure J-Dog's our producer that day.
Yeah, well, of course. He always tries to be our producer because it's just so darn much fun. All right, shall we continue with our segment here before we run out of time? It's Comedy Cold Cuts every Friday, and it is candy month in the world of confections. And Jerry Seinfeld, even though we're a little ahead of it, it's not Halloween yet, but Halloween you always intertwined with candy. So this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Candy was my whole life when I was a kid. That was first 10 years of my life. I think the only clear thought I had was get candy. That was it. Family, friends, school. They're just obstacles in the way of the candy. I'm out for the candy here. I'm just thinking, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. That's why you have to teach kids not to take candy from a stranger if they're playing in a playground, because they're such candy moron idiot brains. They're just, this man has candy, I'm going with him, goodbye, I don't care what happens to me, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. Don't go. They'll torture you. They'll kidnap you. It doesn't matter. He has an O. Henry. I have to take that chance. Get candy, get candy, get candy. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You're like, what is this? What did you say? So what did you say about giving out candy? Who was giving out candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? Are you kidding me? When is this happening? Where? Why? Take me with you. I gotta be a part of this. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
There is Jerry Seinfeld. It's candy month here during the month of June. And speaking of Halloween, one year, Carol, I decided that I would hand out like the big honkin' candy bars instead of the little chintzy ones that you get 50 in
yes,
a bag.
Yes, we do that all the time.
And the reason I did that, I was pretty new in the neighborhood, and I decided these are all 6-, 7-, and 8-year-old kids who in 7 or 8 years are going to be older. They're going to be driving cars. They're going to be mischievous. If they always look back and remember that I was the guy that gave them the good candy bars, they may cut me some slack and not drive over my lawn.
True.
That was the thinking. Not because
pretty good.
Not because I'm a great guy or because, you know, I want to get these kids all hyped up on sugar. It's because and then I went to giving out Lindt chocolate, the chocolate balls, and I was amazed at how many little kids were excited over that because they knew what Lindt chocolate was.
I'm surprised at that.
The truffles, those are so good.
Stinking good.
And of course, I always made sure the moms got some too. Oh, I'm all about bribing the neighborhood,
Carol. Good points.
It would work, right?
I think so.
Let's wrap up our comedy cold cut section for Candy Month today. This is a guy named Tim Hawkins, and he is telling us about bad candy.
Candy gets better, kids. Candy gets wonderful. I love candy. It's so good. But there's some bad candy out there. Remember going trick-or-treating? Remember getting the bad candy? You ever get a popcorn ball? Remember those? You're like, why would anyone make this and give it to a kid? What is that? That's the popcorn ball. I made it myself. You need to eat it yourself. That's what you need. That's sick. That is sick. You ever get those wax lips? Remember? Wax lips. You didn't know what it was. You ate it anyway, huh? Like, what are you eating? I have no idea what I'm eating right now. What's it taste like? It has no flavor whatsoever. It's just getting bigger as I chew it. You remember those wax bottles? Those wax bottles with that liquid? What was that? Power steering fluid? What was that we were drinking?
These are fantastic. I can feel it burning my esophagus all the way down. It's amazing.
Remember the brown taffy and the orange wrapper? Wasn't that the word? Tasted like peanut butter and hair. You remember that? I love what they call candy now. You know, you see those little mini Snickers? What do they call them? Fun size. That ain't fun. Fun size is a whole bag of Snickers just jammed together. The big Snickers loaf. That's what I want for Halloween. A Snickerloaf. That's what I want in my bag. I don't want no popcorn ball. Snickerloaf. Weekends were made for Snickerloaf. You know what I'm talking about?
That's Tim Hawkins wrapping up our segment on Comedy Cold Cuts today, Candy Month and Rocky Road Ice Cream Day. All about the sweets. I'll try to change it up so it's not so so sweet next week.
Yeah, really.
Last week was
I'm having a craving right now.
Are you really?
I might have to go get a truffle over at Granite State Candy. I don't
know. Do you want to send me over during the newscast? I'll get a bag of them.
They don't
sell Lindt chocolate there, do they? They make their own
stuff.
They
make their very own. They have an eggnog truffle.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
See, eggnog is disgusting to me.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I don't drink eggnog either. No. I really don't, just because
it's
too
the rum
fattening.
That, yeah.
Well, it's fattening, though. I mean, when you think of eggnog, that's all I think
of. I love dairy,
calories.
But I cannot fall in love with eggnog.
Well, their eggnog, I like it, but I don't drink it. Doesn't make too much sense. But their eggnog truffles are so good.
Really?
So
it's got like an eggnog center?
Yes, and it's, ugh.
So if I dangled one in front of you right now?
I probably would eat. No, I wouldn't, actually. No. I don't think I would. Nope.
Do you think that because like some of the other foods you found don't appeal to you as much as your palate changes?
Totally.
That maybe you would not be in love with the Granite State Candy's eggnog truffle?
Could be.
We may have to test that sometime in the near future and find out how you're doing with
it. All right. Hey, did I tell you who's interviewing me on Monday morning at the diner? They're following me for the day. He's going to be in on the radio show. He's just going to listen.
Who's this?
Bloomberg News.
Really?
A day in the life of Carol Lawrence.
Bloomberg News
Can
is going to be.
Can you believe it?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad you told me I wear something decent on Monday.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.